Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're joined on the line by Ryan Burrow as we hear more and more stories, more and more cases of lung injuries as a result of vaping. What's new, Ryan?
Yeah, so we just got the latest numbers from the Centers for Disease Control. We get these figures out every week, and so this will take us up through October 8th. What they've recorded at this point is 1,299 confirmed and probable cases of lung injury due to vaping. I wish they could have gotten one more and made it 1,300 even, but it's 1,299. 49 states have reported this, 26 deaths in total in 21 different states. Some of the numbers inside of the numbers, my apology, there's a train going by right now. Some of the numbers inside of the numbers, 76% of those surveyed say they were using THC products. 70% are male, 80% under the age of 35. So it does seem to indicate as though THC has played a role in one form or another in this spike in illnesses.
All right, but of the 26 deaths, do they know what amount of THC was involved in those deaths?
No, there's still a lot we don't know. For example, we don't know the specific cause of these injuries or deaths. There has been no singular product that has been identified in any of these cases or in all of these cases. I don't know the way that they've been used, the frequency they've been used. That is still what they're trying to drill down on and figure out.
It's been the one constant, right, is the unknown.
Absolutely. And because of that, what you're seeing is a lot of retailers back off of these products altogether. For example, Walgreens and Kroger this week. And you're seeing state and local governments starting to begin bans that will be either taking place very soon or have already taken place because they just don't know how widespread this problem is, and they obviously don't want to be the cause of the issue.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.